Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This, of course, is bbsradio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet, I'm told. I have some phone numbers, some call-in numbers that I will give you in a moment. So go get a pencil and a piece of paper. One will be for a worldwide number. That means you folks in Norway, Japan, wherever you want to call from. And the United States and Canada will share a number. That's a recent thing. We invite you to call in any time during the hour and as often as you would like to share the next hour. It is uninterrupted, no advertisements. So break the monotony and call, because tonight I don't have a guest. I have just me, but we're going to do some reflecting. And I would invite you to call in and give me your thoughts, give me your feelings. Tell me what you feel and think about some things. We just had Christmas, and Christmas means a lot to a lot of people, absolutely nothing to others, either for religious reasons or political reasons, or maybe they just don't get involved in Christmas. They just skip Christmas for one reason or another. All of that is fine. Whatever made you feel comfortable. But I would like to know your favorite traditions. I'd like to know what you did yesterday. I spent the day with my grandkids and my son and his wife and some ex-in-laws. That's always interesting, but it was fun, and everybody was patient and kind to one another, which is good. Okay, that worldwide number is 877-489-6350. 877-489-6350. And the U.S. and Canada share 1-888-288-4494. 1-888-288-4494. Call in anytime and as often. I want to thank the first responders, EMS folks, doctors, policemen, anybody else that was out and about yesterday, regardless of where you were in the world. We appreciate your time, your expertise, your energy. I appreciate the fact that it's hard to be away from your loved ones at a time, a special day like Christmas or Christmas Eve, because some folks celebrate Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day is kind of a lay-around, not open presents kind of day. So thank you. We certainly appreciate that. And I'm going to send out a special hug to our armed forces folks. Regardless of your opinion of their assignments, they're there for us, regardless. So think good thoughts. Send them lots of hugs and loves. And those of you that are listening and have folks overseas, tell them that they have one very appreciative grandma here saying their prayers, saying our prayers. I don't always agree with them being there, but they are. So let's keep them wrapped up and safe as best we can. A lot of people got presents yesterday. Some just had the presence of their loved ones. Sometimes they had the presence of strangers around them. Remember, we have folks in institutions and hospitals and jails. We have all kinds of incarceration, different kinds of incarceration, mentally ill, physically unable to get about. So there is the presence of those that care for them and make sure that they're safe. And that is a present. Sometimes our presence in front of someone is the only present that we can give them or can afford to give them or know how to give them. So let's thank each other for that and be appreciative of just the presence of another human being in our lives. When you call in, a very sweet voice will answer the phone. He is my producer, and he'll whisper in my ear that you've called, and he'll tell me what line you're on, and we'll go from there. I don't know whether he asks why you're calling or not. I've never asked him, so you'll have to do that. Are you looking to 08, forward to 2008? 2008 adds up to 10, which adds up again to the number one. And we think of the number one as a singular number. We stand alone as a one. That is the beginning of many, many things. And I think it's interesting, when I started making notes for tonight's show, I hadn't even thought about that until then. So it could vary, and I'm not a numerologist, so by all means, you know, find out from somebody who is, and see what their opinion. I'm trying to talk Julie into being back on the show pretty soon. Number one's a root number. It's the first point of manifestation. And, of course, every year we, most of us will say, this year I'm going to do this, this, or this. We make that list of commitment that we sometimes keep and sometimes don't, and sometimes we're good if we follow one or two. But it is a 1 year. So it's going to be a manifestation year. Make it good manifestation. Aces are considered to be the number one in the tarot deck, and you guys that listen know that I'm a tarot person, so of course I lean to that. They're cards of offerings, and they're considered to be of great power. Aces offer new direction and new beginnings. If they happen to be in reverse, no new direction or new beginning. And, of course, if I was doing a reading for you, I might suggest that you refuse the offer or give it very careful thought, maybe some negotiation, a different kind of negotiation. I think that's exciting that it's a manifestation year. You know, what do you want for this coming year? This year, more than any other, is one to really sit down and think about what you want. What you want to manifest, not for just this year, because we tend to take things chunks in years when we think about making that list. What about the next 5 years? What about the next 10, a decade? I have a really good friend that looks at his life in decades, in his 20s, in his 30s, in his 40s. Well, he's in his 40s now. Of course, he's a businessman, so he sits down and he thinks about these things very carefully, and he just finished up his 39th, he just turned 40, so he pulled his list out, and he was glad to see that he'd even accomplished some things he'd forgotten that he put on there, and he had his master plan, and of course he'd broken it down into fives and ones and twos. So while you're thinking about your to-do list in 08, think about the rest of the decade. We know that's not ridiculous. Regardless of your age, you could be 80. I don't care. Think about what you want to happen, what kind of changes you would like to see in your life, if any, or embellishments on what you already have. Kind of let your daydreaming go, and then put it down into some sort of list. It can be a lot of fun. What I tell people to do when you make a wish list, as I call it, is you make your list and you get it written down, and then you put it up, and you kind of forget about it. And I call that getting out of your own way. But down at the bottom, write, thank you, Spirit, God, Goddess, whatever, Buddha, whatever, for this or something better. Because the universe may have something really much better planned for you. Let's say you were wishing for just being able to spend $4,000 on a good little used car, when in reality, the universe has you winning one, or being given one, or getting a better job and being able to buy one for $12,000, or $22,000, or $30,000, or $40,000, or whatever. So you say down at the bottom, thank you for this or something better. The list is kind of a prayer of sorts, and that's kind of fun to do. You just, nothing is too silly, nothing is too small, and nothing is too grandiose. If you want to fly around the world, you put it on there. Thank you for this or something better. Thank you, God. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, whatever, for this or something better. And then put it away and forget about it. You've told the universe there's so much power in the written word. You have told the universe what you want, and you've thanked them in advance for it. Now you just fold it up, you put it in a safe place, and you kind of forget about it. Now, you keep your goals in mind, but how it gets there is not for you to control, and that's where a lot of people get in trouble. They forget that they don't have to be in control. The universe is in control. It jokingly lets us think that we are occasionally. Got the point? I think you do. You're all smart people out there. So, looking at the number one, this is going to be a fun year. We get to do singly things. You know, and sometimes we've been part of a partnership, business, personal, and this may be a new start over beginning year for you in many, many ways that most of us won't have the opportunity to do, or in some cases, thankfully, won't have to do. But you get to do it in so many more ways if you're truly, truly starting over, quote unquote, as they say. So look at this as a new adventure year. This week, between the 25th and the 1st, or New Year's Eve, is known to be a very depressing week for some folks. So be patient with people when you're out shopping around or driving around or visiting with your neighbors or working just on a day-to-day basis. Be patient, extra patient with people this week. It can be a real letdown. When Christmas is over, sometimes it's a real letdown for people. They're waiting for that, the excitement of New Year's Eve, and then, boom, it's over too. So just be patient with folks, but especially this week. I used to have, years ago, when I was young and broke, I decided I was going to have a party a Saturday between Christmas and New Year's Eve. And I used to call it the Beat the End of the Year's Blues Party. It was a lot of fun. Everybody in my phone book, regardless of whether they were friends, family, business associates, people that I read for, if I had their phone number, I would call them. Especially some clients if I wanted to get to know them a little bit better. And I don't normally do that, but every now and then there's a client that you say from that point on, I'm not your reader anymore. I want to get to know you as a person. I would call them. And the rules were as follows. They had to bring somebody that I didn't know. And in addition to, if they wanted to bring their partner, whether I knew them or not, they had to bring another person. And they had to bring something left over. It really was a hoot, because people would literally bring a half a pan of turkey or part of a platter, dessert platter. It was fun because sometimes the plates were big, big plates, but there was only this little bitty bit of something on them. It got to be a real hoot. And when I was young and broke, I would tell people, I supply the music, I supply the roof, and I will supply the straight drinks. If you want booze or beer, you have to bring your own. So I would buy a case of Coke and a case of Sprite and a case of 7-Up or something like that. And they had to bring everything else. And even when I got to where I could well afford to do it, I didn't. The rules were the same. And if I had one today, and that was probably 40 years ago that I started that, if I were to have one today, I'd do the same thing. You bring everything, including a person that I don't know. And it would be just unbelievably crowded, but people got to know each other. The music always got too loud. Fortunately, the police were never called. It didn't seem to matter where I lived. It didn't seem to matter how big the house was or if there was a pool or not. It was always crowded. Suggestion, maybe try one this year. The Beat the End of the Year's Blues Party. Let's go back to talking about that decade. What are you going to do for yourself this decade? You going to start a business? Going to have a better relationship with folks in general or anyone in particular? Remember that it's a one year. It's a number one year. New beginnings in addition to the excitement of beginning a new year. You've got all this extra number one stuff. And, of course, we have the Ace of Pentacles, which is an offer of money. Ace of Cups, which is an offer of emotion. The Ace of Wands, which is an offer of new business opportunities. What am I forgetting? Ace of Swords. Ace of Swords, which is learning new things. So, gosh, you can't beat that. You know, and the Ace of Swords, in addition to being learning new things, about things that we already think we know everything about. That's tricky. It's expanding our knowledge as well as our spiritual knowledge, which I think is great. And, of course, we all know what the others are, offer of money. And just because offer of emotions, and don't ever assume that it will come from, those opportunities will come from the norm. We never know that. An offer of money could maybe not be money at all, but property, anything that translates to money. It's represented by a pentacle in the deck. So it's anything that is of value that can be translated to cash. Emotions, there are all kinds of emotions. Not necessarily everything that we want. Keep that in mind, too. Sometimes we're offered challenging emotions to make us grow, make us understand other people better, make us understand what our limits are, stretch us a little bit. That's exciting. Offer of a job. Maybe it's not always a job. Let me rephrase that. Wands don't always represent an 8-to-5. They offer an opportunity to earn a living. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to be cash. That could be something in exchange. You do a job for someone, you mow their yard, they give you food. You take a temporary job and somebody lets you live in their back bedroom. You have coverage. So it's an opportunity to gain something of value to you. I think that's important that we understand what the wands mean. Just because it's an opportunity to earn money, it isn't always cash. It's something of value. Let's see, which one have I left out? We've talked about swords, emotions, wands. What am I leaving out? Oh, my dear. What am I leaving out? Cups. We talked about cups. We talked about swords. Pentacles. Cash. Now that is cash. Pentacles represent the dollars that go into the bank account or your pocket. Also represent things that are cash value. Stocks, bonds, trust funds. Not your car. That's a wand. Yes, it can turn into cash, but that's not the same. So it's that which you can immediately, yes, the cash, or if it is a stock or a bond, get to it if the conditions are correct in order to make use of it for yourself. So aces are always offerings, but remember, you don't have to, you don't have to take it. So regardless of what this year offers you, remember, 2008 is going to be, every year is an opportunity. It's like a blank canvas. It doesn't have to start January 1. That's just when we, as a society, selects our new beginning, our new calendar year. Some people look at their new beginnings as starting on their birthday. It's what the anniversary, it's what a birth, the words birth date and anniversary mean. They're opportunity for new beginnings. So whatever your beginning date is, that next 12 months or 6 months or however you designate it is a clean slate. It's a blank canvas and whatever you want to call it, where you get to pick and choose. You can daydream. Have a little faith. It's faith is one of those things that, one of those wonderful intangibles that we sometimes get afraid of. It's but we have to have a little faith even when we think our bucket is empty. We have to know that the sun's going to rise tomorrow and we're going to have a beautiful moon, which, by the way, did you see that beautiful moon Christmas Eve? I never did see the red planet that they were talking about being in its wake, but nonetheless, it was a beautiful moon. So having a little bit of faith, regardless of what life has kicked at you, 08 gets to be new beginnings. That's exciting. And since, like I said, it is the manifestation, number one, you get to go do and take new opportunities and do fun things. Worldwide, call number 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, 1-888-288-4494. I know there's probably not many people out there listening tonight. You are away from home, probably. Certainly not attached to your computer unless you happen to work with your computer. For those of you that are out there listening, I appreciate your time and your energy. I hope we'll find some fun things to touch on tonight to make it worth your while. But I'd love some company. It's kind of lonesome having no company at all. And especially when I don't have a guest. Next week we're going to have Rick Ferguson. He has a very special project that he's working on. It's called the Archangel Project. He has a website. Go and check him out. It's www.oneforce. This is kind of funny. oneforce.oneforce@cc. I know, that's an odd one. www.oneforce@cc. If you have trouble with that, you can probably just type in Rick Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, Archangel Project. He's not only got that, he and his wife, who will be on later in the year, wonderful psychics, just an interesting man. I hope you will join us to talk about this particular project and others that he has coming up as well. January is going to be all predictions. I've worked on prediction panels with some of these folks, and they're wonderful. January the 2nd is Kat Darden. She's out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She does not have a website, but you could Google her and learn a lot about Kat Darden. She's amazing. January the 9th. Kramer's going to be back. He's going to talk to us about astrological stuff. And I don't have a commitment yet for my requested person for the 16th, but I'll let you know. January the 23rd is Joe Nichols. He's been with us before. He takes a worldwide, more serious bent towards his predictions. And January the 30th has not confirmed for me either, but we'll get to those. We will have people here, predictions people. We're having a metaphysical fair here in Austin, January the 4th and the 5th. 5th and 6th is the fair. The predictions panel is Friday night on the 4th. And some of these people are from that predictions panel. They're tried and true, and it's a lot of stuff, especially with Kat and Joe. They hit on a lot of it. Radisson Hotel, Middle Fiskville Road. As usual, it opens at 10 on Saturday and 11 on Sunday and stays open until 6. So 5th and 6th, come on down if you can, or over or up, and join us. It's always a full fair. It's always fun in January. January the 4th is the pre-predictions panel. It'll be there at the hotel from 7:30 to 10. Great opportunity for those of you that are listening and will be listening to the show throughout January. Get your questions ready and call them in for our prediction people. They love to be able to answer questions. I'll be putting everything on the schedule probably tomorrow or the next day so you can read more about these folks. But you can also go online and pick things up. Worldwide, 877-489-6350, USA and Canada, call me at 1-888-288-4494. Would love to have your company tonight. Let's see, what other notes do I have here that I wanted to talk about? I thought we would talk about innocence, and yet that's too deep a subject for tonight. we just had Christmas, and, you know, we get into all that innocent stuff. Karma, you know, I hope none of you got coal, chunks of coal in your stockings, or got unpleasant. And I hope you all got to be with someone that you care about and cares about you, even if you didn't exchange presents. I hope you got to be in their presence. You know, there's some family these days, families, that don't exchange presents. They do what some people would consider good deeds for their community. The whole family will go for the entire month of December and do things like feed the homeless or hand out coats or make a point of showing their children that there are others that have less than they do. I have a client that bakes cookies and cakes all month, and they wrap them up, and she doesn't really do icings, but she does things like banana nut breads and things like that, and she makes smaller loaves. They wrap them up and give them away. They keep them in the car, and they see a homeless person, they give them the goodies. On Christmas Day, before they eat their meal, they fix at least 12 plates, and they pretty much know where they're going to. They've seen people on the roads, and they go give those out. So there are people that just don't exchange presents at all. They do things like that, or they give donations in somebody's name and then send them a card and say that they've done that, rather than give them a present as such. So whatever you did, I hope it was what you wanted to do. And since you're manifesting next year, since the number one is your manifestation number, you know, manifest the kind of Christmas that you want for yourself. You know, the reason for the season, as they say, if you're a Christian, you believe it's Jesus, but I think the real reason for the season is us as individuals. It's an opportunity for us to look at our imperfections, as well as asking ourselves what perfect means to us, and looking through the celebration that we call Christmas. It's so cloaked in mystery and so forth. But there certainly is history there. Maybe have an opportunity to look at, to take a different view on what that history is. I'm sure some of you believe in prayer and some don't, and that's okay. Looking at what that prayer can mean to you. Looking at how the universe has so unfolded in your life. What's an illusion in your life and what's not? What could be considered an adventure or commonplace? Maybe changing of an attitude. Don't forget to give without and beyond reason. And we talked about hope a minute ago, and sometimes we have to care beyond hope and to love without limits, either receiving or sending. I encourage everybody to stretch, to reach, and to dream in spite of anything that's gone on in your life. And I know that's hard. I've been there. I know it's hard to have faith. It's hard to dream when you just feel like you've just been not only slapped down but buried 10 feet under. But that's when you need it the most. That's when you need faith and hope to help keep your sanity and to not let somebody knock you down or let a situation knock you down. And maybe I'm thinking about that because several of my clients are going through that right now, and it's a hard time of the year to have that on top of everything else when there's supposed to be so much joy and love. And for one situation, one of my clients, he's thankful that his worst days of his life, as he says, is happening right now at Christmas because, and he's Jewish, because a non-practicing Jew, but nonetheless Jewish, because he says there's so much love and so much support. He says it just seems like it's 20 times more than ever. So he's going through difficult, difficult times. But at a good time, when he said that, I had to really stop and think about what an interesting attitude, what a loving, trusting attitude that is. But he knows in the back of his head that he'll survive this. He'll get through it. And he'll look back on this Christmas time and say, 50% of where I am today is because it happened at this time. See, the universe does everything in perfect timing. We don't always know it at the time, but perfect timing is there. I would love to have your calls tonight. I know that you're probably with family and friends. If you're sitting in front of your computer and you don't have family and friends around you right now, give me a call. I would love to visit with you. Gets lonesome on this end. I've had my first call from Canada. If you weren't listening, a couple of weeks ago, I had my first call from a Canadian. I was so excited. I'd been begging for that. It was fun to talk to him. And I thank that person very, very much for calling in. Had some nice folks call in the last couple of months. Everybody that has called in has been fun to visit with. The number one card in the major arcana is the Magician. And I think it so goes along with the opportunity of manifestation that we have, because on the table of the Magician card, you have everything. You have you have a pentacle, a cup, a wand, and a sword. He's holding a candle in what would be his right hand that's burning at both ends. He's pointing with his left hand downward, kind of means as is, so below, that sort of thing. But all of the opportunities in all of the areas of your life are right there on the table. Astrologically, it's Mercury ruled by Gemini, so sometimes this card is read as a Gemini and sometimes as an Aries. It's intelligence of transparency, which is giving us the opportunity to see through and not be fooled. Its color is yellow, which is high energy. Beth is the Hebrew word for it, and it means a house. You know, so what's in your house? What's going on in your house? All the tools are on the table. We went over the meanings of them a while ago. So everything is there that you need to grow and to take on the challenges to make good use of all of your abilities and opportunities. The burning at both ends with the candle just simply means that you're willing to work hard. But with the hand leading downward, it kind of says you don't know where or how to do the work, but you have everything that you need. There's a lot of new growth underneath the table and around the top of the card, what look like lilies and roses or carnations and greenery. So it's new opportunities, which goes perfect with that, the number one. He's also wearing a cloak around him, but it is red, and sometimes red is, I think of red as the kick in the butt color. Let's go. Let's get it done. Let's just do it. But red also can mean frustration, can mean interference of sorts. So we have to look at what we're wearing, what attitudes are we wearing. What do we need to change in order to make things, to use those things that are out on the table? So if the card were to come up in reverse, you've got everything, but we have to wait until people or other circumstances are ready for us. I also sell real estate, so I can't sell you that perfect house for you if somebody doesn't want to sell it. Or maybe it's not on the market yet, but you're getting ready to buy it when it is, which is great. You just have to be patient and have a good attitude. If you don't, you'll only end up hurting yourself and creating even bigger delays. So should the card ever turn up in reverse, just be patient. I love the idea that the magician is right up there as number one with the number, with 2008 coming in being the number that you'll be working with. And if your year happens to add up, your birth date happens to add up to a one, that just doubles your opportunity. Maybe your name adds up to a one. Yeah, that's great. And the fact that it's a root word, I mean a root number, that's all kinds of new beginnings. I'm excited. Can you tell about 08? I think it's going to be a good year. I'm going to make it. Not just a good year, a marvelous year. Marvelous year. I can't say it like Billy Crystal says, marvelous. The hermit adds up to nine. He is the number nine card, but he's completion. But I always think of him as a new beginnings card. Because the next card is a 10, which is the Wheel of Fortune. But in leading into the number 10, the Hermit card is there to guide us and to protect us. And then if you're looking for like 2008, that's 10, and the Wheel of Fortune is learning. It's called the Rewarding Intelligence. Its color is violet, which is very, very spiritual. It's Jupiter ruling Sagittarius. A closed hand, which means that you can hold on to things. In the center, the cartouche on it, in the center of it, is the wheel. It's the Wheel of Fortune. It has T-A-R-O-T on it. And it's at the very top of the T sits a cross between, it's a mix. It has female breast. It has the chariot head. It has a lion-looking bottom with a tail. And then in all four corners, it has a critter, three critters and one human reading books. It has a bull, it looks like a swan, a human, and it's major communication. It's also luck, plain old luck. The wheel is a reminder to communicate and to learn. This card comes up a lot for school teachers, police, anyone working with the public. This card comes up. Sometimes we are being sent back to get it right. You know the old thing about teachers making you do something until you get it right, that kind of thing. I look at this card as a card of hope and opportunity that we may get only once in a lifetime. So be ready. And every day is a new opportunity. We don't always look at it that way when we wake up in the morning. And certainly when we go to bed tired at night, we don't think, well, tomorrow, the new opportunity. We'll often think, gosh, I'm tired. 6 o'clock is going to roll around really fast. Sleep fast. But every day is a good opportunity. But when this card comes up, it's a reminder. So it's a 10. So 08 is a 10, which adds up to 1, of course, for those of you that are late coming in. And new opportunities. This the Wheel of Fortune is a reminder to be ready for those opportunities. Some people say that luck is nothing more than being prepared and being at the right place at the right time and being able to do what we need to do to take advantage of. Now remember, aces represent offers. Sometimes that opportunity isn't one that you need. Yes, it's an opportunity. Yes, it's something to look at. Sometimes it's nothing more than being flattered that somebody would offer something to you. And you go, ah, that gives me a little ego boost. That makes me feel good about myself. But do I really want that? Nice that they have confidence in me. So, you know, there are different ways of looking at, quote, unquote, opportunities. Opportunity may not be yours. And if you pass it up, somebody may get it that needs it worse than you do, needs it more than you do. Okay, worldwide, 877-489-6350, direct, USA and Canada, 1-888-288-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit on VBSRadio.com. I don't have a guest this evening. It's just me and Spirit and my guides that are kind of opening my mouth and stuff is coming out. And I would love to have your input, your questions, share your Christmas with me, some of your favorite moments, some of your favorite traditions. It's becoming a tradition at our house, at my grandkids' house, that Christmas has got to include a recycled item or something they made. And this year, everything was made, for me anyway, which included a blanket with cats and hearts on it. It was wonderful. Some ceramics. For my partner, a blanket. And some CDs. So, what are your favorites? My grandkids age from at home 10th grade, 4th grade, 5th grade, 5th grade, and 3rd grade. So, it was fun to see their creative side. Two items I will have on my reading table in January, so you'll have to come see them. One's a candy dish, and in the bottom of it says, fill me. Of course I'll fill it. The other one is a card holder, and that Spencer made for me. So those little items will be on my table. You'll have to come see what they look like. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit. Tell me about your spirit. Tell me about your spirit. Tell me about your experiences with spirit. I would love to hear them. This is a great time of the year for talking to spirit. We're going global for spirit, you know, so that means sharing. Going global is huge, huge idea. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. And Canada, 1-888-288-4494. I'm glad you're here with me, if you are here with me. I appreciate your time and your energy. If you should happen to be a military person somewhere around the world who happened to stumble on us, I would love to hear from you. You're doing a very special thing. First responders, thank you for being out on the streets with us and keeping us safe. Remember to be present for those around you, even those that you don't understand, even those that you're not real sure what they're all about, try to be present for them. Think about next year. I seem to have next year on my brain a lot, don't I? Don't know why. The death card, new beginnings, that's another one that's new beginnings. That's one of the major arcana cards. He adds up to 10, 11, 12, 13. He adds up to 4. That's your foundation number. Flipping through here to see what adds up to 11, which would add up to 1, or 10, which would add up to 1. Of course, you're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Nope, no more. 20, 10, 11. Nope, those are the only ones that you would take into consideration if you're looking for your ones to stand on, your onesies this year. Gosh, that is just really exciting. I'm glad that that's happening. Glad that we all in the universe, all of us on planet Earth and beyond, get this opportunity to start new processes. If you were with me last week, you heard Kate Braun. Go check out her website. She told us about, got into a little bit of Wiccan energy and solstices, and she'll be back again in a couple of months to work with us again and share her knowledge with us. That will be fun. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. I think I just said that, but they're encouraging us to say that more and more. Especially since we never know when you just plugged in. You know, if we're going to talk about colors that go with the new year, we'd have to talk about white, I think. White is absence of color. So it's pure sun energy. It represents perfection. Use it when needing or wanting protection. But again, I spoke of the year 2008 as being a blank slate. And with the white, you can put anything on it you want. Of course, I guess if it was pink, you could put anything on it. But you get the idea. It's absolutely devoid of any other color, which is kind of exciting, too, or scary, depending on how you look at blank canvases. I find them exciting, but can still be scary. We're in Capricorn right now until January the 22nd. That structure, but yet limitations. It's a tendency to establish efficiency through self-control. Boy, that's what we do, don't we? When we start new things and we make those lists, we're trying to exhibit self-control. Capricorns tend to be ambitious. They work seriously and generally orderly, keep their boxes and ducks all in a row. However, they can be ruthless and unsympathetic. The Devil card is a Capricornian card, and he's unsympathetic, controlling, very controlling. The Capricornian energy not only identifies but challenges one's intent. You know, that's an important question. That's an important statement. Not only identifies but challenges one's intent. We have to be very careful about our intentions. We can start off on what we think is an absolute wonderful ride, but why are we doing it? Is it ego-driven? What are we thirsty for? Or is it coming from our heart and we're going to share all the benefits with somebody else? Watching that intent. Now, Aquarius shows up January the 23rd. We only have it for a week or so. The rest of January. So that brings in a little bit of universal outlook and a preference to align with groups. Aquarians tend to be rebellious, very creative. Aquarians are so creative. When dedicated to a cause, they give unconditionally time and effort. They can seem cold and unexpressive, but they're very deep people, very, very deep. They're so afraid of showing their emotions a lot of times. The Star card is the one who comes up as Aquarian. And that speaks about spiritual intent and accomplishments of the Aquarian. So you've got just the tail end of January. So you've got a little bit of an overlap with Capricorn and Aquarius. And those energies, they don't fight, but they're not exactly oil and water, but they're not the best of friends for energy either. But okay, that takes care of January as beginnings. Talked about it being number one. 10, which adds up to one, cycle of the completion. The energies of all numbers have been lived and knowledge has been gained from the experiences. Number 10 also represents groups, community, and family. Words of description can be final manifestation and completion. There's that word manifestation again. My. We can't seem to get away from it, can we? Words of description can be final manifestation and completion. You know, we talked about decades a while ago. Like my buddy Marshall, he thinks it looks at things as decades. And I really admire that. That speaks of having faith, number one, that you're going to be here for another decade, and that you have enough faith in yourself to get something accomplished. I know that a lot of us need to bite off a little bit, like 6 months at a time. And I have friends that do that. They make their list for 6 months at a time. But if you think about this decade, I'm going to, maybe my financial is going to be this, maybe I'm going to get to travel here. You don't try to do it all in 1 year and then be disappointed at the end of the year when you haven't gotten everything done on your list. But if you give some of your bigger projects the whole decade to accomplish, something to look forward to every year, and then learn how to work it. Words of description can be final manifestation in completion. And if the number 10 should come up in reverse, there's usually a disruption or disappointment in the accomplishments that, and how they're happening. Sometimes we have to start over, start at the beginning and go back to the beginning and start over. That can be disappointing, but I would like to get the word disappointing out of the vocabulary, and I wish that we didn't experience disappointment. Yes, it helps us to appreciate that which has been accomplished or promises kept. So I know the universe put it there for a reason. It has a reason to exist, that word disappointment. But at the same time, something doesn't happen, it gives us an opportunity to do it a better way. Or if someone has disappointed us, if we've allowed them to disappoint us, even as a child, if someone hasn't kept their word or done what they said they were going to do, it still tells us a little bit about who we are. And yeah, when we're a child, you don't always get it. But as an adult, we should. That little kid in us can still be disappointed. And we can go through that experience. But the adult says, okay, how do I fix it? And you go from there. Gosh, it sounds easy, doesn't it? And I know it isn't always easy. But it's something to think about. This is December the 26th, 2007. We're talking about possibilities for the future. Spirit's trying to get you guys to look at the probabilities and possibilities of spirit in your next year. And look at yourself and think about where you want to go and what you want to do for yourself, with yourself, by yourself, or with those around you that you care about. It adds up to a number one. 2008 adds up to a one, which is the beginning. It's a manifestation number, which says a lot about opportunities. Worldwide number, 877-489-6350. We have about 10 minutes. Give me a call. Canada and USA, you share a number, 288-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit on VBSradio.com, December the 26th, 2007. The shows are archived. Sometimes it takes them a couple of days to get them in the archive system, but they'll get there. Gosh, a while back, I think sometime this summer, they lost, or I think somebody tried to get in and muck things up, and they finally retrieved everything and got them back where they belonged. Excuse me. I think there was even some switching around. You'd put my name in and get somebody else's or vice versa. But that's all straightened out now. So you can go back in and archive any of the shows that we've done or anyone on bbsradio.com. And gosh, if you haven't looked at the lineup on all three of the stations, we have some wonderful people. Some of the shows start on the hour, on the zero hour, and some start at the 30. Mine starts at, leave it to me, on the 55, on the 5 minutes till, and the hour, I'm supposed to start at the, when I came on, I was at the half hour. So that's changed a little bit, but had some great people on, some folks that I listen to on a fairly regular basis. So check out the other shows. Call me, let me know what you think about them too. If there's somebody that you want me to have on the show, and I have contacted some of those folks that I've gotten references for, and we're settling schedules, so we will have some of those requested folks on. I'm just tickled to death that you've asked me to and gotten me in contact with some of your favorites. So let's continue to do that. Either send me an email at elaineirelandpsychic.com, ElaineIreland psychic.com. send me it's Elaine at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, and I will be glad to pursue your favorites and see when we can get them on. Appreciate that. Let me know you're listening, and I love that. Elaine at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. ElaineIrelandPsychic.com is the website. Check it out, and you can reach me through the website. Next week, we will have Rick Ferguson on to talk about his Archangel Project, among other things. You can find him at One Force, www.oneforce.cc. I know it's odd, isn't it? But that's what it is. So, Rick Ferguson. His wife's name is Emma, E-M-M-A. And I think she's going to be in February. I can't remember. I think it's February. February or March. I'm excited about it. Next week is Rick, and then we start our predictions month in January with Kat Darden. She is good, folks. Get your questions ready. She's wonderful. Calling us in, we have a few more moments, like 3 minutes. Make that fast call, 877-489-6350. That's worldwide number, Canada, 1-888-288-4494. We're cutting it slim tonight. We have 2 minutes, folks. But even if you just were to call in and say hello, I would appreciate it. Thank you for being with me tonight. Even though you didn't call in, I figure there's somebody out there listening, and I appreciate your keeping me company. This is Elaine Ireland. We went global for spirit on bbsradio.com. The number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And again, I know you've found us, but I don't know if you've dug around on the website. It's a cool website. It's fun. bbsradio.com. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully you will join us again next week when Rick Ferguson is with us. And he's got a great sense of humor, very knowledgeable, knows what he's talking about, loves teaching, and loves sharing his knowledge with you folks. So please join us. This has been Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. Remember to say your thank yous to our first responders, and a special hug to you Armed Forces folks, and I look forward to hearing from some of you in the future. If you know some of those folks personally, send them a verbal hug. If you can't give them a real hug, from Elaine Ireland and the crew here. Thank you, folks. Have a great week. See you on the spiritual highway. Bye-bye.